This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dear John, later in the hour, 9:35, the advice from John Jansen. Got to get to Javier, a few Pistons notes this hour, and your phone calls on the Lions. They are, by the books, not in the heavy hitters. Win total, Super Bowl odds, seen as a step behind those teams.
Just underneath them.
Why? 10.5 is the win total. Everybody else is 11. They're 10-1 to win the Super Bowl. Everybody else is better. When I say everybody else, I mean the Eagles, Chiefs, Ravens, right, and Bills, the heavy hitters. Why are the Lions not seen as one of those teams? You guys put a bunch of theories out there, so we ask for the biggest reason. Don, you're next. You're on 97.1.
Hey guys. I think the thing that people are overlooking is the personnel changes. You're going to play a good portion of the season with a rookie replacing Aleem. You don't know how Hutch is going to come back. You don't know how Aleem's going to come back. Is DJ Reed going to be as Carlton Davis? Probably, but we don't know. And the offensive line, Glasgow looked like he's on his last legs, and we lost Zeitler. So at best, we're replacing them with a rookie and an unproven guy in Mahogany who looked good, but again, huge question marks, and this offense drives behind that offensive line. And I think that is what a lot of this is about, is looking at the personnel, not just the coordinators. They're depending on those people, but there are some big questions.
I'm with you. I think personnel more than the coordinators, the Jimmys and the Joes more than the X's and the O's. Ben Johnson said this offense is built for whoever takes over. Because you've got an elite offensive line and two tailbacks and a quarterback who can distribute to all these playmakers, Morton will put his own spin. I expect the offense will be top five. Defensively, I mean, the personnel is the bigger question mark. So I think you can ask questions about, do they have enough on defense?
Until proven different, that's going to be the question. Until proven that they can come out and Aiden Hutchinson, everybody's going to have a question, how does he recover from this injury? I think it happened early enough, and it's an injury where I don't expect him to have a slow start. I expect him to hit the ground running. Aleem McNeil, that's the biggest question mark to me.
Yeah.
When is he going to be back? And
if he misses 2 months, does it take them from the one seed to the two or the three? And I know you're saying I don't care, but it's one more football game you have to win.
Sure.
Which does get factored into the likelihood of you making the Super Bowl and winning it.
Right. And then, I mean, you go to all of the other, you know, positions where you're thinking, okay, well, Josh Pascal, same as last year. You're hoping, I keep hoping there's more there, but I don't really think that there is. But DJ Reed, at least as good as Carlton Davis from last year. Brian Branch, I'm hoping, as a young player, still a little bit better. Kirby Joseph, same player, same results. I'm expecting Terrion Arnold. I expect
a
big jump. And so I do think that this defense has the potential to be not just better, but much better than they were last year. Whether it's the development of the young players, continued development, Jack Campbell in year three, or it's health. I think that this team, this defense will be better than it was last year.
Dennis in Roseville, you're calling out the bandwagon fans. What's up? Good morning.
I just wanted to make the point that I think this year we're not riding that almost upset of the San Francisco 49ers of the NFC Championship game. So I think that the bandwagon fans from that, seeing that upset and the excitement of, you know, the next season starting, we don't have that this year with the Washington Commanders upset loss. I just don't think that local Detroit, because Detroit fans are local, and then you have your Bag Atlantic fans across the nation. I don't think there's enough local actual sports bettors here in Detroit to actually move the line at all, even if we wanted to. So we might still be betting and actually getting value on it, but that's just how I feel about it.
Yeah, I think there was a humbling that took place, right? When you lose the way they did in their first playoff game.
Well, and I mean, it's you lose in the NFC Championship game when no one expected you to be there, and you had a 17-point lead. Sure, it's very upsetting that you lost the way that you lost, but there was a lot of excitement coming out of that season, and there was not a lot of deflation in the balloon. Now all of a sudden you lose to Washington and that balloon looks flat. Like it's just, how could that possibly happen? How could you recover? How could you go through the ups and downs of an NFL season again just to get back there?
He just put it so simply, and sometimes it is just that simple, because casually, you know, people look at this and say, well, they were closer 2 years ago than they were last year, so I'm less confident they're going to win it. That doesn't mean anything, but that could be just casually the simplest answer. They were further away last year than the year before. All right, John, baseball team.
Best team in the American League? Best record in the American League?
You've been sitting on this Javi question, and this Javier question, and you want people to weigh in.
I want to know if Javier Baez is somehow recovering in the PR department. Is he endearing himself to Detroit Tigers fans, to Detroit sports fans?
What was seen as impossible.
Well, because it's the contract. It's how abysmal he has been prior to this season wearing the old English D. And now all of a sudden, some of it is his quote-unquote, the perception of, I'm selfless and I'm going to play third base. I'm selfless and I'm going to play in center field. And he has performed admirably in both of those positions. At the plate, he's hitting just shy of 300. His strikeouts are still there, but his walk is up. His chase rate is much better.
Which means the strikeouts aren't insultingly ugly. And he's drawing up the pitch counts in those at-bats too.
Right. They're not 3 and 4 pitch strikeouts where he's swinging at 3 balls that his bat's not long enough to reach. Like I've actually only witnessed, and I've seen most of his at-bats once this year, and I'm sure it's more than that. But there was a strikeout in the Houston series where it was like boom, 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 and then he swings at one that's outside the strike zone. Okay, that was Javier. That was Javi. But is Javier Baez endearing himself to Tigers fans?
This rebrand. Look, he's still the highest paid player. It's hard to call him an underdog. But the cost is the cost. That's not changing. The production, that'll play.
I'm not even sure it's the production, but it's the contribution.
And those are kind of the same thing.
A little, yes, but it's being up with the bases loaded and hitting your first home run. Like, the production in home runs is not there, but the contribution was.
Look, he could have kicked back and said, I'm getting paid either way. I'm getting booed. I'm just going to be sour about this. And he came up to AJ and said, play me anywhere. Mm-hmm. And he went through this surgery and had to rehab it and had to prepare. And you're right, the strikeout rate's 25%. Yeah. Isn't that great? But at least I'm getting a guy who's flirting with 300. At least I'm getting a guy with productive at-bats. At least I'm getting a guy who I can put in the field and help us in a pinch when we desperately need someone to cover some of these spots. At the end of the day, you may feel a certain type of way about Javi. But if he's contributing to winning, isn't that the cure-all? Call him Javier if you have to, but I think he's endearing himself to people.
He's challenging pitchers. He's literally challenging pitchers. And I don't think we ever thought that we would say that about Javi, now Javier. Like, I just never thought we would.
Take a texter. Good morning, boys. Dan the therapist here. I'm definitely endeared by Javier Baez, but not Javier Baez. The split personalities. Did you see, by the way, the Tigers used Keegan-Michael Key's little clip after he hit the Grand Slam? They're paying attention.
I'm glad they're listening.
Admin's a listener. 248-539-9797. Tim in Berkeley, what do you think? You're on 97.1.
I think definitely the thought process of the fan has changed. I think everybody's still a little skeptical, possibly, because it's been a short period of time. But he has definitely endeared himself. You can hear it at the games. You can, there's less booing, almost always more cheering. And, you got to give him credit. Whatever he's done, whether it's recovering from the surgery or the fact that he's just rededicated himself, he's a good athlete. You can tell it by how he plays center field. And the Tigers are finally getting a little reward for their patience, and I mean patience, with him over the last years of his contract.
And there's still two more full seasons beyond this one. So he may end up getting back to that Javi point when all is said and done. But
And he could simply be adjusting to, I mean, he's not a spring chicken anymore.
Right.
He's been in the league for a long time. And how he operated on and off the field as a young player, a cocky young player. I can do anything. I'm bulletproof.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, after a couple of years, wait a second, I can't do that anymore, or I'm crushing my legacy, and I'm also never going to play baseball again. So I've got to find a way to do things differently on and off the field as a complete individual.
Baseball will humble you, but there's nothing more humbling than watching people make gifts of Sister Jean striking you out.
Yeah, yeah, that one's, yes, with a gigantic baseball bat. He had the torpedo bat before it was cool.
The very, very long bat.
The 40-inch.
Yeah, you get humbled in a hurry. And Javi could have moped. He could have sulked. He could have said, you know what? I'm getting paid either way, guys.
Yeah.
But he wants to be a contributor on this team. He is a contributor on this baseball team, more importantly. Whatever he wants, he is a contributor right now. And I think that's how you win people over. At bat by bat, game by game. There's a role for him on this team, especially with all the injuries. There's a role for him on this team. He's got to deliver. And a grand slam yesterday is a great way to show people.
And I think the one thing moving forward, we have no idea what the rest of the year brings. But the thought that, okay, shortstop, third base, center field. Okay, Vierling comes back. Parker Meadows comes back. Is he just a shortstop again? Or what if there's an injury in left field, right field, second base? Is he the guy that could play all those different positions?
He's played second. He did with the Mets a little bit. If you can play center, you can play the corners. I know they're not the same, but if you have the range, you can at least get by.
How many positions do we see Javier play this year?
Donnie, Kelly, baby.
Well, the fact, too, that he's factoring in here and there's just no a buyout completely off the table, something we speculated could happen during the season way back in the offseason, but like it's just another guy that's going to pinch Colt Keith potentially down the road here.
Well, he had a home run yesterday, which is a good sign.
Colt Keith in his one home run, 5 RBI in April.
Well, he did hit his first one before Javier did.
He did. Got that on him.
Wait, are you turning on Colt Keith? Did I just sense something there?
Hey, we've played a month of baseball. I was all about give young guys time.
And I was the guy giving them a hard time a year ago.
Yeah. I just figured since we're giving Javier credit for his first homer that we had to work in Colt.
How do we mispronounce Colt Keith's name with his alter ego here?
We don't want to try to do that on the radio.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that one live. Not going to do that live.
We'll leave it to Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah.
It's 97.1.
Hey, if your furnace or AC isn't getting the job done, do what I did and call the team, the experts at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. Mastercraft have 24/7 emergency service, so you never have to be long without, and they back their work with a 5-year warranty. They've got great deals going on right now, so call on a new furnace or AC. You can get installation quickly. They've got generators in stock as well, so call to schedule your free in-home estimate, or you can check them out online at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Ticket texters, John, your question was?
Is Javier endearing himself to Tigers fans? It's taken a while.
Ticket texter. Javier is 100% becoming endearing. He's reclaiming his worth. That's Javier spelled J-A-V-E-E-R. Javier.
I always, when I text you guys that, I'm always like,
I don't really know how I'm supposed
Javier.
To do it. I like
that's
that.
Kind of how I spell it. Yeah.
I think that's easy.
And I spell Bayes, B-A-Y-Z.
I like that.
Seems obvious.
Javier Bayes. The contract is ugly, but he's much more enjoyable to watch this season. Texter said he hasn't turned around public perception yet. However, I think we are more welcoming of his playing time because of the better output, Dan and Howell. Javi got humbled. He's a better guy now. Everyone loves a comeback story. Derek in Clarkston.
That's a great point. Everybody does love a comeback story. We've seen some great comeback stories, and this could be one where if he's... I don't think anybody sits there and goes, yeah, he's going to hit 300 all year.
No.
I don't believe that.
Oh, I still think at some point in the next 3 years, we're going to be shaking our fist at this stupid contract. But for now?
Yeah. It's... I mean, what do you think over the course of the season? Where does he end up? 260?
Great.
What I'm saying. Yeah, 260 would be awesome.
And if you're questioning that, league average is considerably down from where it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, last year, what was there? I don't know. A handful of guys that hit 300.
Single-digit numbers, I think.
Yeah.
like seven, eight, seven.
Yeah, that's what Tom's giving us.
Seven guys hit 300.
Thanks for using both fingers on that hand.
Texter says 2 good months. I got to see 2 good months before he gets any flowers. Do it in May. Mm-hmm. This one says he's getting his confidence back. It's so nice to see him finding himself again. Also, my last name is Bays, so I'm all for it.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, if you have a kid, name him Javier.
Yeah, I'm not doing no victory lap here or like anything, giving him flowers like that one. I thought the one caller hit a good point just in the, he noticed the boos have stopped or they're very little. And I think that's fair. Being fair.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't go, I'm not a booer to begin with, but.
But we have one here.
I've booed him multiple times. I wouldn't boo him today.
I would have booed him. It just didn't work out last year at the games I went to and stuff. You
missed
know,
opportunity.
But, yeah, but I wouldn't do that at this point. I think that's kind of piling on. Hey, he's helping them get wins now. These wins matter later.
They do.
I don't know if he's going to be helping them come August.
Well, because if Vierling's playing third and if you've got Parker in center.
Well, his opportunities would be less. Does that how does that affect his rhythm? Or is that what actually helps him stay at this level?
Well, we know AJ's good about getting guys in, though. He'll face lefties in that scenario. If the glove's holding, he'll play all over the diamond.
I just don't get how he suddenly, based on the surgery that he had, stopped swinging at that pitch outside and low.
That's
I don't
why
understand
I think
how
that's
that,
why I think it's more of a lifestyle shift for him. It's what he's doing off the field. It's what he's doing in the clubhouse. It's how he's preparing. It's like I think there's been a major shift. I don't know what the answer is. I'm only throwing darts, but I think there's been a wholesale change in how he's operating as a professional.
Dear John, coming up at 9:35, we'll end the hour with some thoughts on Game 6. First, Heather with the news.